It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Made it. Here's Rob Spiewak. Take us to close there, Rob. My God, some people get, look at this room with everybody. And I got Shecky Spiewak over here.
Oh, he's punchy.
Who has now got his sixth win. And who is just,
he's on fire.
The entire commercial break, he is doing shtick. And I'm not having any of it.
Has he been drinking?
You've been drinking?
One beer.
You only had one beer.
One beer. If I had another beer, I would be so tired.
I want to thank everybody, all the junkies, Big O and Dukes, and everybody for listening to our show today, the Mike O'Mara Show, for the 13-hour marathon, our Dysfunctional Family Friday. We have had a lot of fun. We're going to get our last segment of buzz. Before we do that, let's just get a few calls out of the way. Andy Alexandria, how are you? You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm pretty good, Mike. How are you guys?
Doing great. What can we do for you?
I'm just calling to tell you how awesome the show has been today. I've been listening since Rock 55, and I love it.
You know what? A lot of people are saying that, Mike. I'm sorry. A lot of people are saying that. What is
it? You don't believe them.
No. Yeah. I do believe them, but what is it that they like?
Right.
Like, what did you dig about?
Good question.
You guys work together so well. Just, I don't know how it is, but I guess we've all been working together for a while.
Your phone's dropping out, but I heard that we work together well. I disagree, Andy. Let's go to...
I don't think you really heard
Sean infighting.
Sean and Frederick.
You're all wrong.
Show. Hi, Sean.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Why, thank you.
I'm glad to see everybody together as one big happy family. I've been in and out all day between my jobs and everything else, and you guys keep me going. I love all three of your shows. I have a listener of all three shows. Guys are great.
Thanks,
man. Hopefully you like participating in surveys.
Thank you very much.
That's about all I can say.
What about Jim Rowe?
I don't really do that anymore, Cakes.
Jim is in Templetown. Hi, Jim. What can we do for you?
O'Mara.
Sir.
You. Yeah. Yes, you.
You.
I have a bone to pick with you.
You have a bone to pick with me?
A drunken
yes,
bone?
Sir.
All right. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Leo in Woodbridge.
Good call.
Leo, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Fellas, how we doing?
Hey, like a lamb, Leo.
You guys have been I don't even know what you just said, but you guys have been awesome today.
Thank you, Leo. Thank you very much.
I love all the shows. You guys are awesome. I'm a fan of the Junkies, Big O and Dukes. Everybody, you guys are awesome today.
When did you start tuning in?
Hold on a second. You said you're a fan of the Junkies, Big O and Dukes.
And the Mike
everybody. Okay, thank you.
All right, Michael Mayer. Come on now.
Damn it, it's a long day.
What did you dig? What was the highlight for you?
A specific thing, please.
Definitely the big fight was a big plus,
sure.
Which was a negative, but it was a big plus, but it was good. I know you guys are great. You all love each other, and I love you fellas. And I got to go catch my flight to Arizona that leaves in 9 minutes.
Dick actually already left.
And our last call, let's go to Jubaka in Annapolis. Hello, Jubaka.
Hello. Shabbat shalom, my golden goyim.
Hey, Shabbat shalom to you, sir.
I just wanted to say I've been streaming the show since about 8 this morning. I've enjoyed every minute of it. I think it's a mitzvah that Oscar stayed.
A
mitzvah.
It's
that's
another
good.
Mitzvah that the stream is free.
Thank you very much, Chewbacca. We appreciate it.
I don't know what a mitzvah is.
And let me just check in with the texters before we get our last news here. The texters write, EB sucks, greatest day of radio ever. Mike sucks, Lurch sucks, Oscar sucks, JP sucks, Cake sucks.
Everybody sucks.
Everybody sucks. Beth Ann, I want you.
Oh.
Thanks to all the texters. We appreciate that. And now let's get our last look at news. Here we go. The man, the legend, Mr. Buzz Burbank. Carry us home to old Virginia there, Buzz.
I'm on it. A Bank of America, by the way, has announced it's cutting up to 35,000 jobs
over
the next 3 years.
There you go. That's the way to get us into the end of the show. Bank America cutting 35,000 jobs.
Part of that because of the merger with Merrill Lynch. The rest is the economy. Merrill Lynch cutting jobs as well, about a 10% cut back at both places. Citigroup had already announced the cutting of 52,000 jobs.
Wow.
KB Toys is going toys up. KB Toys has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. It says it'll close all 460 of its stores, which dot the country.
Well, it sucks. Who goes to KB Toys?
Do
you work at KB Toys?
Dumps.
You worked at Kitty City.
I worked at Kitty City, yeah.
That's creepy.
Yeah. It is a little.
EB worked at Kitty City.
KB owes Mattel well over $1 million, and it owes $27 million to the Chinese.
Jeez, good luck collecting.
Pay them with lead pay.
Let me just say this, though. With all the news, and it's all the perceived bad, and I guess it is, the market was up today.
It's true.
It was how much?
Market was up 65 bucks, or 65 points.
$65. Market was up $65.
We all made a dollar.
35,000 jobs, no big deal. It's up 65 bucks.
Got enough money to buy two cases of beer.
And our next stop, the four-day school week and the havoc that'll bring as parents scramble for daycare. The idea is being seriously debated in New York State and elsewhere as districts struggle to pay their transportation and utility bills. They're also struggling with an expensive substitute teacher program.
Would that be the first step to a four-day radio work week?
Yes, it is, Rob.
Oh, well, then I support it.
Pick into that.
And one bright spot is the Mega Millions jackpot lottery that's played in a dozen states. The jackpot for tonight's drawing is over $207 million.
Oh, I need to get one on my way home. It's a lock. I'm going to get one.
That cashes out at around $141 million.
That'd be nice.
It's trashy case.
If I won that, I would bring dynamite here, and I'd get everybody out of the building, and I would blow it to the ground.
Don't get everybody out of the building.
who should I leave in the building?
Me.
Wow.
Cakes, how much money, if you won $141 million,
yes.
How much money would you give me?
Nothing.
You wouldn't give me anything?
$5.
No, I'm serious.
Wow. I don't know.
Would you give me,
I'm never going to win it.
Would you give me $5 million?
Five, no.
Oh,
no,
man.
No,
are you?
Could you just give us?
Give could you like get 140 million?
Could like, you give everybody here at least 25 grand?
Yes,
25 grand.
Everybody's
right.
Able.
Wow,
what are you gonna do with that?
It's like giving them a nickel.
Pretty good.
I'd tell you to shove that 25 grand up your ass.
Oh, well, I'll take 25 right grand.
I thought you were gonna give me like
on different
two
levels,
mil.
Man.
2 mil.
Yeah,
I'd take 25 grand.
Well, you couldn't live on like 90 million.
I probably could.
What is the total now? Is it over 200?
Yeah,
207 million, and give and then some. And the take home is 141 million.
If I won that money, I seriously would get a chocolate pie
a mile wide.
I wouldn't want anything that grand. I would get a banjo made of ham.
Oh, man. I swear to God. I would get a mashed potato car.
A lot of money.
Well, you guys especially then need to watch out for the latest email scam that involves a phony IRS questionnaire about your personal financial information.
Yeah, I filled that out today.
Is it from Nigeria?
Yes, it is. No, we don't know where it's from.
Hey, Captain.
I can tell you the IRS does not send emails, and whatever you do.
I filled it out.
Don't open the attachments.
I'm from Nigeria. I would like to say, we take a brief survey. Can you give me all your personal bank information?
What I mean mostly is your social security number.
Send along right now. I'd like a bottle of vodka and all of your personal information.
225.
I see your keys are locked in your car, but I use my junk to jimmy the lock. There I go right now. I will pick the lock with my missile.
Oh, wow. The guy who's bagged more hot white chicks than the Virginia Tech football team. Yeah. That's a lock.
Hello, Robert. This is Timmy. If we could go to Rio together, that sounds like Bigfoot.
And that scam brings us to the busting of the man behind maybe the biggest scam in history.
Chad Dukes.
The former chairman of NASDAQ was arrested yesterday by FBI agents for running a $50 billion Ponzi scheme disguised as a hedge fund.
What's a Ponzi scheme?
Oh, he's a sub
pyramid. Pyramid. Pyramid scheme.
Exactly.
He's a Ponzi. We have you making me so happy. But I'm so sad. I'm a sad clown.
What's your name?
My name is Ponzi. I got the little teardrop eyes. And I laugh so much, but I cry on the inside.
I hope you don't cry right now.
My name is Ponzi. Oh, Ponzi, looking for all the nice ass.
The sad clown, ladies and gentlemen.
There he is.
No. All right, come on. Hey. The arrested governor of Illinois is still showing up for work and still has the power to appoint Barack Obama's replacement in the Senate.
What a donk.
Rod Blagojevich is ignoring Obama and every Democrat in the Senate by refusing to resign.
Of course
today,
he is.
Today, his chief of staff resigned, and Illinois' attorney general asked the Illinois Supreme Court to remove Blagojevich from the governor's office. They have to impeach this guy and fast, but that might not be easy. The new state legislature takes office January 14th. If the current lawmakers started the impeachment now and didn't finish, would it have to start over with a new legislature?
Right. I was giving you a time.
Question.
I knew it wouldn't work, but I was giving you a time.
I thought you were waving.
I swear to God, I knew that would happen, too.
I'm sorry.
I thought it was.
Rob sends a card to me. Make sure you give Buzz a time cue. So I thought I'd give you 5 minutes. I tried to make these fingers as wide as I could. And you still, I knew, would think that I was waving.
Well, because of your longstanding fondness.
I know. I understand.
They're poring over the law books to find out whether he can be removed. Others are saying, believe it or not, it might be better to wait until after the first of the year.
4 minutes, Mr. Burbank.
Thank you.
Maybe he'd like a time cue from Ponzi the Clown.
Oh, you got to wrap this ass up in a five.
Some people are born to eat junk food. Scientists have isolated a gene that might be to blame for the craving of high-calorie food in kids and teenagers.
Let's all say hallelujah.
Yep.
They found that even among kids with the same metabolism, the ones with the junk food gene ate about 100 more calories per meal.
They call him Landfill. Landfill lives in him. All right.
It can add up to as much as an extra pound of weight every 12 days.
Well, hello. Welcome to my world.
Maybe not, huh?
No. Hey, folks, had a little funny. You might have missed it. Hit it with the old delay.
My guess is no, Ponzi.
Sorry about that. Oh, this is so sad. I wish we could do another 13 hours.
We can do it.
We decided for 50K we could.
Only cost the company that much of money.
Researchers say these people with the junk food gene are the people most hurt by the easy, cheap availability of high-calorie, high-fat junk foods and fast foods. 16% of our kids are obese. 35% of the adults in this country are as well.
Hi, Buzz.
Yes?
It's Timmy.
Hi, Timmy.
One of the things I liked the best when I come over here from Nigeria was junk food.
You love the junk food?
I love your junk food and your white women.
Which ones do you like? Which junk foods do you like, Tim?
Oh, I love the ho-ho.
high fat?
Oh, high fat. And, oh, let's not forget that Twinkie. That Twinkie is great. My Twinkie and also Stoli.
Oh, yes.
Stoli vodka we drink tonight, tomorrow night at Mike's house.
Yeah.
And your fast food is trying to make you forget stuff. A new study shows an apparent link between Alzheimer's and a diet that's high in fat, sugar, and cholesterol.
Jesus.
This study in Sweden involved mice, and it uncovered a protein produced by cholesterol that causes a plaque buildup in your brain.
I just saw Landfill. He lost his keys.
He lost his keys, and he's trapped in the maze.
That is a big maze.
He's running up and down the stairs looking for that piece of cheese.
Yeah, but he ain't running.
And finally, when either of the New York baseball teams sign a new player, they should perhaps be more careful about the guys' names. For example, the Mets picked up a player from Seattle this week as part of a package deal that gives them a setup man for their new closer, Francisco Rodriguez. This Seattle guy had better be good or he's in for some heckling. The name's Putz. J.J. Putz.
Putz. Yeah.
What could possibly go wrong?
J.J. Putz. Is it J.R. Putz or J.J. Putz? J.J. Putz.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show and Dysfunctional Family Friday.
Yeah. I want to thank everybody here. Let's go down the line. Johnny Cake Saville.
Thank you, everybody.
Chad Dukes.
Thank you, Mike O'Mara.
Oscar Santana.
Gracias.
Jason Bishop. Eric Bickle.
Oh, here it comes.
All right.
Here comes the... Oh!
Thank you. Rob Spiewak.
It's a so sad.
JP Flame.
Thank you. Thank you to
Buzz Burbank.
Hola.
Thanks to Bear and all the engineers here. We appreciate that. Also want to thank Robert the Angry Mailman and Mr. Jim Nance for coming by. We're on a brief holiday break. We'll be back after the first of the year. Look forward to chatting with you then. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak, and our phone screener is Joe Artinger. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK in Fairfax and is heard exclusively on the Westwood One Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you, there once was a mutant named Bo who picked up a sexy new hoe. He fixed up his skin in hopes he'd get in the new lady's sexy back dough.
Nice.
Thank you. Have a great holiday, everybody. We'll see you next time. Bye bye.
Merry Christmas.
Yay, yay.
Okay. Bye.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.